And what happens to those buildings in those landlord lists? It's going to be very interesting. I'll just show you a few pictures of Ritter.
You have to tell us the Margo story.
On the trail.
Margo stories are going to be for the class on the lake.
Remember this picture.
So, that is Copper, same one. Margo is standing right there. And so that's, look at that. So that's Copper. It's kind of buried in the snow. 1943, there was a lookout there all winter looking for airplanes.
Oh my.
Enemy airplanes.
Oh my.
I don't even know how to comprehend that. I don't get it. I'm stunned at, you know, to read that.
There was a little stove. That was it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, a little stove.
Where do you get the wood?
I don't. I'm stunned. Don't call it that. That, so let's go to the next one. That, this is such a weird picture, but that is a sourdough lookout. Oh, can you see that?
See right the bump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the peak of the lookout roof.
Wow.
That's the roof coming down. And they, and I've seen pictures, so these are taken by John Spurlock from his airplane.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen pictures where he's gone over to sourdough and he can't find it. It's just a round top. There's no lookout that you can be seen. And think of that rocket was on.
Yeah.
So, remember, when I was there, it was 20 feet higher than that on this side.
Wow.
So, a lot of snow. And another thing is, most of the snow accumulates in about month April. Still, that base is there, snowing in the mountains, and it all stays. Where all those early months of winter, it's coming and going, coming and going. Let's go to the next one. Here's Desolation. And it doesn't get hammered much. It's in that rain shadow. And so there was a lookout there in 43 also. And she used to be the postmistress at Marble Mount. And I talked to her about that a little bit. And she told me one story, typical government story. She gets all the way out there, gets ready for her to stay the winter. She gets called on the radio, and she has to come all the way down because she didn't sign some papers.
No.
So she had to walk all the way back to the Granite Creek guard station, sign some papers, and back up. But at least I can understand this book out a little more. That I don't understand Copper at all, probably. Yeah. And I have one more winter picture. This is Hidden Lakes Peak. And I just wanted to show how that snow can just be plastered in there. You can still see the boards, the cables, but they all are just the case.
And which mountain is that?
Hidden Lake Peaks.
So, tough life in the winter for those buildings. So, when someone was talking earlier, Rusty, who went up to Desolation and they saw him working on it?
Oh, I did.
Sourdough.
So here's the thing. I'll tell you this. This is a weird one. So when sourdough slowly breaking, look at what it said. Yeah, slowly breaking down. So in the late, I think it was maybe in the 80s. Oh, we'll fix it. So they go up and they make these really heavy duty shutters and they put them on there and they weigh a ton and they're just strong. Well, all of a sudden the next year it's worse. Not better. It's worse. And then they go up and they try and put these cables in and tighten them and. And it's even worse, and it's like damage is happening now in the next few winters. And finally, it took this long a time, and you probably saw Dana up there. And,
yep.
I think that was Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she's kind of our lead on these projects, but you go back to the original plans, old shutters were light,
yeah.
But they also fit right inside those windows, and then they were sheer, they had sheer value in
that
building.
That's what she told us was the wind.
Yep.
The wind was what
and the snow.
And the snow. And then, so they had sheer value where those big heavy ones, they didn't fit into the windows. And so they were on the outside, and they folded them in, but they did not give that sheer of the building. And then, the other part would be that they try to tighten it, and it needs a little bit of flex. So it can just kind of move a little bit. They tried to take that out, and that didn't work either. So actually, they had it right in the first place. I mean, why did they last that long? From 30-something to 80, you know? So she's putting them back the way they should be.
Well, that's not the reason she's putting them back that way, is it? It's because of historical perspective?
Right. So all our lookouts are on the National Register. So we're committed to keep up this rate. We're committed to get it, and that funding does not come out of our parks fund. So there's a national fund for that money. If there's anything wrong, we can get money to do it. So it's great. So so now let's get back to lookouts in this era.
Oop.
So we're at Tower Hill again. rocks on this huge rock. When I was, you know, when I got there, I had not been there before, and they dropped me in a helicopter. I don't know I'm on this giant rock. I don't even have a clue. And on this one side here, the side facing this, it's just a snow face going up and rounding out. So I could, you know, you take all your food, one time you get all your food. So I got all these different things and some meat, and I could just dig right into the snow and just throw it in there, bury it down, and it would be good. And so it would stay. So that was kind of cool. But then, you know, eventually it does melt fast. You know, it's hot up there. And wow, I'm on this big rock. I didn't know such a thing. So now I'm going to tell a little story. And it's a Christmas story. I'm working at Marble Mound. And one of my responsibilities, when people retire, they just start giving jobs to everybody else that they did. So I was put in charge of all the water systems in the park. You have to do these yearly reports. And I have to fill out this form that says, you know, how many people use the water at these different places. And so the wilderness office, I got to know how many people came to the compound and use it. They keep records of everybody. So I go over, and you got to write in every month, you know, 1,000 March, 2,000 April, 8,000, you know, June. So I'm going over there to get these reports from them, and I walk in, and they go, "Jerry, it's so great that you just walked in right now. This could have been better." And I'm like, what? And they're saying, this woman, somewhat my age, she had come out from Sacramento, and she had the ashes of her father, who was a lookout at Sacramento. And I'm like, wow, I was one there too. And I'm talking to her, and we're talking away, and Christy goes, "Jerry, that's not what we might need to come over here for." I go, "What?" She goes, "Well, come over here." They have this picture book, and she's opening it up, and I'm looking at all these sacramental pictures, and I go, "Wow, this is really cool." And she's giving them to the park to have. Then they turn this page in that book, and my dad.
Oh, my God.
He's like 16 years old. And I'm like, "What's my dad doing in this book?" And, you know, I mean, my dad grew up in New Haven, and this was his friend here. Guy over concrete, and I look at it. Wow. So I'm just like blown away to see my dad in this picture. I don't even know what to think. I'm just like, So that was pretty fun for me. What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So sourdough, and again, you see that? I mean, nice view. And you know, you're looking down. You can see that little dam. And you know, when you're right over that dam, you don't realize when you're looking down, it's quite a curve to that dam. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool looking from up there. And those lights that are on top of the dam at night, sometimes they'd be on, so you can see that beautiful curve. And they're working on Highway 20 right then, so I can just see. I could hear the Diablo Overlook. They were making that. It was a big rock knob. They blasted that whole thing down, and that was what was the base rock for the whole Highway 20. So all during that summer, they blasted it on that rock. And I could, you know, they toot a horn, so I looked down there, and then all of a sudden I would see rock just flying, and then you'd hear the explosion. They're definitely delayed there from that. So that was interesting. And I think they kept boats on the lake that summer, because they were just shooting rock right out into the lake from that over there. They ended up blasting it all summer long. Desolation. The void. Mm-hmm. We'll be there. One more day.
That might be a John Suter.
Might be.
Those don't look like...
They're
not quite as ragged. Yeah, yeah.
So Jimmy, is it true that green peak that we see in the middle distance is actually taller than the peak that the lookout is on?
No.
This really is the highest point.
Yeah. Okay. Starvation rates, they call that.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm.
A lot of days like this, get up, and that whole thing is clouds in the air. And you can just see, this is looking out west, and you can see the mountains there that are going to take that rain away from us tomorrow. You don't do that.
Ever the optimist.
I have a theory about the void, and it's easy to explain it more when we're up there, but when you look at the firefinder, And I think there's a picture of one from that, oh wait,
yeah.
Let's go back. Well, can you go back on it? Just want you to see the upper valley there. So that's Skagit Valley. So, you know, when Gary Snyder was here, the lake had not filled yet. So he was on that, went down to 53 and it took about 54 for this lake to fill. And when he came up here in the 2003, was it?
Yeah.
He had never been on the lake. And so we got to take him out of the lake and Ross Mule. But you can see that flat valley. And they, you know, they planned on raising that lookout 100, or the dam 125 feet. They would have gone eight miles up that valley. Mm-hmm. And the Canadians protested that. The Americans joined in eventually, but this is kind of cool to me. And it's cool, it says something about city light and people. But this is the first utility that stopped the project because of public opinion. So
the High Ross project.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's another one. And there's days when you're in Ellicott and you don't see a thing. You don't see inches, you know. And it can be kind of weird. And it can be really hot and really cold in those buildings.
Yeah, that's a great show.
And you're down to the basics. You don't have any, it's really, you just got the basics of this. It's a treasure. It's a treat, really. Okay, so here's an Osborne firefighter. So, the middle of the firefighter is the lookout. And then you've got the 360 degrees all around. You'll appreciate this if he does. You see that top there? It's all white?
Yep.
Wonder where that is, huh?
Yeah, there be dragons.
So we're only like a couple of air miles from Canada. And then they don't show a damn thing. We go from one thing and one peak out there. So Kerouac had not a clue, but anything he was looking at. There's Hosemead Peak, and then there's nothing behind it that he knows. So I think the void has a little bit to do with that.
Oh,
not having any knowledge of anything beyond that border. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. And to this day, you buy maps and they stop at that border. That's where Seek made that straight map. We got to get it down.
It's almost like somebody believed that the earth was flat. Mm. It drops off at that point.
So somebody's actually made a map that has...
See,
yeah,
see,
I think
it's
we.
It's all the Skagit Valley. Pretty great map.
Yeah.
Do we have it along around?
You can get it, I think, at Chittagong.
Huh.
We might have one here we should grab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can take one with.
There's Katie here.
Yeah.
Do we have one in the office?
I believe I have one.
Maybe we'll make a deal.
So here's looking down Ross Lake. Not a natural lake, but boy, looks like it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think I have that picture anymore. I've had a picture of what it looked like before it was dammed. It was quite a meandering stream. Mm-hmm. All the way down past so cool. Big Beaver. Mm-hmm. Heavy forest, you know, big trees. And my dad, in that picture on Sourdough, and then he continued on, went through the beavers, came out, crossed the Skagit River on the log jam, went down the other side. No road, no lake yet, no thing.
Was he a foster too?
He just grew up. My grandfather drove the train in New Haven, and they moved there in 1924. My dad was like 6 years old, I think. He moved there. Mm-hmm. So then he's growing up there, and he's been on this hike with his grandma. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anna Sullivan, King Jack Kerouac. We'll do that tomorrow.
And anyone who'd like to join me is welcome, with instruction.
For me, here's another thing. For me, I watched that glacier almost all of my life here, and that's one that I do not see shrinking all that much. It's looking really healthy right now. A few days ago, I was up there. On the bad summers, it's just crevasses all the way across it. No fresh snow. Right now, I can't see one crevasse. It's all still fresh snow on there. So, hope that remains myself.
What did he write? To get the blood rolling. Every day he would do that.
Gary?
Pretty good handstand.
We talked about that when we were out on the mule, though, about, you know, people will use that as an example of one of the glaciers that's not shrinking.
Oh.
Only, they said, that all those that aren't shrinking are the north-facing
exactly.
glaciers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
And, you know, that mountain is 9,000 plus feet high.
Yeah.
And we always say, if you could take that mountain and pick it up and put it over in the pickets, it'd probably have links it all the way around it. But it's not enough moisture that far east. It's beautiful, right?
That's the alchemy.
Yep.